For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents of Boise, Idaho are reeling after a man who was told to leave an apartment complex, returned the next day, and started attacking people with a knife at a 3-year-old's birthday party. 9 people were hurt, and some seriously. Police Chief William Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds will be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
The victims include the birthday girl and 5 other children. The suspect is identified as 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, Mayor Dave Beter.
Boise is a welcoming city. We have been that way for generations. Whether refugees coming just in the last while or like my grandparents, Basque immigrants from the Basque Country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump tells Fox News he expects Democrats to try to block his Supreme Court nominee.
It's probably going to be vicious because the other side, all they can do is obstruct and resist. You know, the whole thing is resist.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin also on Fox on what's at stake for Democrats.
The president is looking for someone who will overturn Roe versus Wade, but even equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Millions across the eastern half of the nation are trying to beat the heat and humidity any way they can.
Trying to stay out of the sun as much as possible. The breeze helps cool us down a little bit. And then we brought along our ice water.
We've been in the swimming pool and...
Going inside
and watching movies.
The National Weather Service has posted excessive heat warnings and advisories across much of the Midwest and the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After discovering the strange elongated object in space, scientists have determined it's an interstellar visitor, but not an alien. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
When astronomers first spied a weird cigar-shaped object speeding past the sun last October, they could tell from its path that it had come from another star system, but they didn't know exactly what it was. Now they know. A study published this past week in the journal Nature indicates that the interstellar visitor is neither an asteroid nor an alien spacecraft, but a small interstellar comet. It's the only such object discovered so far, according to one astronomer with the European Space Agency who spoke with NBC News via email. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A top official in the White House is discussing President Trump's next major summit, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The president's national security advisor, John Bolton, saying he's fully in favor of a one-on-one meeting between the president and President Vladimir Putin. When many are questioning what the objectives of such a meeting at this time would be, Bolton says...
And the president has very much in mind, he wants to understand the Russian position, and perhaps more importantly, he wants Vladimir Putin to understand our positions. Now, if breakthroughs come from that, that'll be great.
Bolton speaking on Fox News Sunday, that July 16th meeting between the two leaders is scheduled in Helsinki, Finland. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,